Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning. Today's Tanya class, near the top of 225, 226. As I said earlier, we're in a 9-chapter marathon about love of God and fear of God. The challenge here is that a human being naturally loves other things other than God. God is abstract. A human being naturally fears things other than God. God is abstract. The challenge is, how do we acquire a true love of God, and how do we acquire a true fear of God? So he goes on to say that it takes effort, it takes focus, it takes concentration. We have to use the little Moses within us. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu within each and every one of us. Moshe is the level of das, application of intellect. Through meditation and contemplation, we develop a firm knowledge of God, and we relate to God, and we acquire an entry-level fear of God, an entry-level love of God. Not dissimilar to the way a person would fear a king. Imagine if you live in a country that has a king who at any moment can change your life by his whim. There's a tremendous fear that a person experiences when he approaches the king's capital, let alone the palace, let alone the court, let alone the king's chamber, let alone the king. Hashem, then, is the King of Kings. Let's look inside the top of the page. V'eidzeis yisker, more so, the person should remember and recall. Kikamei shebemelech basav adam, just as in the imagery of a king of flesh and blood, and the fear one experiences when one is in the presence of a king of flesh and blood. Iker hayiro, what is the main cause of the fear? Not because the king is strong and tough and big. The king could be 4 feet tall and roly-poly. The fear is mipnimiyusei, from the inner essence of the king. V'chiyusei, from the life force of the king, from what the king represents. Not the body of the king. It's not the body of the king that intimidates him. It's the presence, it's the power, it's the position of the king. Even if you say that the king is a strong, big, tough guy, when he's sleeping, there's no reason to be afraid. Yet the fear of the king emanates from the fear of the power of the king. It's not what you see, it's what he represents. So also the challenge here is, how can I fear God when I don't see God? The answer is, and if you see the king, are you afraid of the king because you see the king? What if he doesn't look intimidating? His position is intimidating. So also, through meditation and contemplation, looking around and seeing the vast creation, that would be like the courtyard, like the capital, like the ministers, the senate of the king. God's world describes his strength. V'hine pnimius v'chayusei, the inner essence and vitality of the king. That's not what the naked eye sees. The naked eye doesn't see the power of the king. Intellectually, a person perceives the power of the king. Through seeing with his flesh eyes the body of the king, the garments of the king, where he knows that this is the king, because he has the trappings and the setting of a king. Shiyedeya, he knows, shechayusei melubish b'seicham, the vitality of the king is within these garments and within these trappings. V'imkein, in that case, the fact that we don't visibly see God with our flesh eyes is not a big deal. because we see the setting, the trappings. We see creation. Koch HaMamish, so also, Yesh Leilira Es Hashem, a person should fear God, Ayidei Re'iyas Einei Basar, through seeing with his flesh eyes, Bashamayim, the heavens, Va'oretz, and the earth, V'chol Tzvam, and all of their hosts, Asher Eir Ein Sof Baruch Hu Melubash B'Amlach Yesam, the infinite energy of God is enclosed in them to give them vitality. Go now to the note, the Hagor, V'gam Nira B'Riyas Ayin, it's also visible with the naked eye, Shem B'Teilim Le'Elias Baruch, that God's creation is subservient and nullified to him. This is symbolized by the fact that God's creation bows every day towards the west. As the sun set, it moves from east to west. As our sages say, based upon the verse, the hosts of the heaven bow to you. Where do we see the hosts of the heaven bowing to Hashem? So we know that Shashchina b'mayrev, the divine presence, is on the west side of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash. The Holy of Holies was on the west side. The fact that we pray to the east is only because from our geographical position, Jerusalem is east of us. But the truth is, when people are in Australia, for example, they pray to the north, because Jerusalem is to the north. And if people find themselves east of Jerusalem, they pray to the west. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the divine presence, if they're in Syria, they pray to the south. The divine presence was in the west. The entry is on the east. The Shekhinah is on the west. So the sun, journeying from east to west, the heavenly hosts, they are, so to speak, bowing to Hashem. The fact that they journey all day, klapei ma'ariv, towards west, who derech ishtachavo is symbolic of bowing, gubitul and nullification. And there's a lot of elaboration upon this concept in Kabbalah. And therefore, even if someone never saw the king, veinam akirei klal, and doesn't know the king, nevertheless, just by entering the king's courtyard, and he sees so many officers, so many ministers of great importance, bowing to one person, he says, boy, this king is scary. He's going to be overcome with fear and dread. So also we see God's creation is subservient to him. So we are subservient to Hashem as well. Back to the text. Even though you say, what's the big deal? Even though this is the byproduct of a king in so many garments, we're looking at the world, we're looking at creation, we're looking at nature, we're looking at the vastness of God's creation. But those are so many garments. The truth is, it makes no difference when it comes to the fear and awe inspired by a king of flesh and blood, whether the king is naked, or is wearing one garment, or wearing many garments. On the contrary, we can say that the many garments creates an additional awe and fear. You know the old story with the emperor has no clothes? If the emperor has no clothes, you're not afraid of the emperor. He's a big lie. On the contrary, when the king comes in his full regalia, he inspires awe. So what inspires us with awe about the king? The setting of the government, the setting of his senate, the setting of his ministers, the setting of his capital. So therefore we conclude from this imagery that when it comes to the King of Kings, Hashem, the main thing is to focus on Hashem, to meditate about Hashem, to spend time studying and learning and thinking and contemplating. And that takes practice. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Huahergel, it's a training process. Lahar gildai teumachshavtei tamid. A person must consistently, regularly train his mind and his thought process. Liyeis kavua b'libe yomeichei tamid. A person should see to it that it becomes ultimately affixed in his heart and his intellect always. Asher ko masharaya be'enov, that everything that he sees with his eyes, hashamayim, the heavens, the ha'aretz, and the earth, umeloya, and everything about it, hakel heim levushim achitzenim, they are all the outer garments, shel hamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He. That's a training process. We need to look at the world and see God. I'm sure that if you've studied with me in the past, I've told you this beautiful story, but I'll tell it again. My father of blessed memory, Rabbi Shalom Gordon, was a chaplain in two hospitals in New Jersey, one hospital for 30 years and one for 40 years. One day he was visiting a man in the VIP section of the hospital, private chambers, top-of-the-line guy. And my father did what he did with every Jewish male patient. With the women, he would offer them challahs and speak with them and visit them and pray with them. The men, he would always give them an opportunity to put on film. So he comes into this guy who is in this beautiful VIP suite, and he says to the guy, "Perhaps you'd like to put on film with me?" So the guy says, "You know, I don't do film. In fact, I don't even believe in God. So I'm an atheist, so don't bother me." So my father says, "You don't believe in God? How could you not believe in God? Look at this beautiful world." And he looks out of the penthouse suite of the hospital. He says, "Look at this beautiful world. This is God's world. How could you not believe in God?" He says, "No, the world, it just happened." So my father says, "By the way, I see on your credenza, I see New York Times." He says, "Isn't it amazing? You know how the New York Times got printed?" He says, "Of course, there's a big building in New York, and they print the New York Times." My father says, "No, you're wrong." He says, "Let me tell you, I was there at the Holland Tunnel. A terrible thing happened." "What happened?" He says, "There was an ink truck that collided with a paper truck. It was a horrible accident, and out came tens of thousands of New York Times from that accident." The guy says, "Rabbi, you're kidding me, right? The New York Times, all the news that's fit to print. This is accomplished by the Sunday Times, by a team of thousands of people. What kind of story are you telling me with ink trucks and paper trucks?" My father says, "The New York Times can't happen by an accident, but God's world can come about by an accident." So the guy said, "You know what, Rabbi, you got me. Let's put on film." So it takes focus, it takes thinking, it takes training. We have to, excuse the quote, think God. So kol masharaya be'enov, everything that he sees with his eyes, hashamayim be'oras, the heavens and the earth, umeloya, everything in it, hakel heim levushim, hachitzenim shalamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are all the outer garments, the outer banks of Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He. V'al yedei zeh, and via this exercise, yizkor tamid, a person should always remember, al pnimiyusam b'chayusam, their inner essence and vitality. It could be said, you know, we recently studied, in this season, we always study the portion of the kosher laws. What's kosher, what's not kosher, which animals are kosher, birds, fish. So the principle in the teachings of philosophy within Judaism, Kabbalah Chassidus, is you are what you eat. But there's another philosophy and another teaching, and that is you are what you read. You are what you see. You are what you do. So if a person is going to go and see movies three times a week or daily or nightly, If a person's going to spend 5 hours a day or 20 hours a week watching television, they're going to become movie critics and television critics. But they're not necessarily going to acquire a fear of God and a knowledge of Torah and mitzvahs. In order to acquire a knowledge of Torah and a feel for mitzvahs and a fear of law and love of God, we need to meditate and train ourselves and study godliness. You are what you read. You are what you meditate about. You are what you think about. So if a person walks around all day terrified, maybe a tsunami is going to come, God forbid, maybe an earthquake, maybe a hurricane, he becomes, whatever the word is, obsessed with fear. If a person walks around all day thinking about God, that God directs the step of every moment of every person's life, yes, there are questions, but that becomes his focus, that's his training, then he becomes obsessed with God. So he becomes God-fearing. And there's something very good about God-fearing. It liberates you from all other fears. This is also incorporated and included b'loshen emuna, in the expression of faith. Now the question is fear of God and faith in God, is it a question of study? Is it a question of meditation? Is it a question of training? Or is it a question of faith? Believing. The answer is yes. They're both true. It's a question of training and a question of faith. Shulashin Agilis, because emuna means faith. Emuna also means training. Shemar Gil Ha'odam Esatzme, a person trains himself and regulates himself. Kimei Uman Ham'amin Yodov, just like a craftsman who trains his hands, and so forth, and so on and so forth. My friends refer to me as a sports moron, so I'm not much of a sports guy, but I do know that in order to become a baseball player, you have to train. You have to work very, very hard. Even baseball players go to spring training. What do they need to train for? A Jew has to go to Jewish training. Every day we have to train, we have to study Torah and do mitzvahs. So how do we acquire a love of God and how do we acquire a fear of God? I guess we all go to Arizona for training. Is that where it is? I'm from New Jersey. We didn't even have a major league team.